The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. We are a week away from heading into Memorial Day weekend. This is the time of year when you start to see poppies as well, the red poppy that people will wear on their lapel. Or on their shirt or their jacket. But do you know the reason for that? The red poppy is a nationally recognized symbol of sacrifice worn by Americans and citizens of allied nations as well since the First World War to honor those who served and died in all wars. Joining us now to talk about Poppy Day on May 27th, is American Legion Auxiliary National President Kathy Donestell. Kathy, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, and thank you.
I mentioned that May 27th is National Poppy Day. Tell us a little bit more about what National Poppy Day is all about.
Absolutely. National Poppy Day is always held the Friday before Memorial Day, and it's really a day where the American Legion Auxiliary uses to spread the word about the poppy and what it means. To us, the red poppy not only stands for the sacrifices made for freedom, but it also shows the hope and pride we have in our country and those who defend that freedom. It's a simple yet very powerful symbol that says we won't forget those who died and we are grateful to those who are still serving our country today.
What a great reminder of why we have Memorial Day. I mean, there's so much emphasis put on the three-day weekend, the beginning of summer, but we should all take some time to at least look at that red poppy and remember what Memorial Day is really all about.
Right, right.
How did the American Legion Auxiliary become involved with National Poppy Day?
We actually adopted the red poppy as our memorial flower for the American Legion Auxiliary in 1920, and it was in thanks to a lady named Moena Michaels. She had read a poem by Lieutenant John McCrae about the beauty of the red poppies growing on the battlefields of Flanders Field during World War I. She was so touched by the picture this poem painted that she vowed to never let fallen soldiers be forgotten and decided to wear a red poppy in their honor. Our mission has always been to care for veterans, active duty military, and their families, so we totally embraced it. And now we dedicate the Friday before Memorial Day as National Poppy Day. And like I said earlier, we use it as a special day to get the word out about the poppy and what it means.
Absolutely. Why is it important to you, Kathy?
Me, I think it just represents hope and pride and the great feeling that being a member of this country means to me. And it also shows respect for my father, who served during Korea War in the U.S. Army. So I think the poppy is just, it's such a small symbol, but it means so much.
Poppy Day is, as I said, in a week. It's May 27th, the Friday, heading into Memorial Day weekend. I'm glad to hear you talk about hope, because, you know, it can get to be kind of doom and gloom sometimes. When we think about war and about sacrifice and about what those men and women have given, the ultimate price that they paid for our freedom. But we should also have a tremendous amount of hope and remember that we do still live in the greatest country of all.
That we do.
So how can all of us show our support for Poppy Day?
Well, the simplest way you can is by wearing a poppy, a red poppy on May 27th, and to tell everyone else around you why you're doing so. And you can find a poppy if you don't have one by contacting any local American Legion post, then asking where they are distributing them. In many communities in the next days, our members will be at your local stores distributing poppies. And just as a point of clarification, we never sell a poppy. We happily take donations, but even if you don't make a donation, you will still receive a poppy. And I just want to let you know that all donations we collect during poppy drives are used to assist veterans' services.
Yeah, boy, and that is a tradition that I can remember as far back as I can remember, is seeing those red poppies around this time of year. Where can people go for more information on what we've been talking about here this morning, Kathy?
Yeah, they can go to poppydayusa.org, and that's where you'll find out a lot more about the poppy and what it means. You can also go to alaforveterans.org to find out more about the American Legion Auxiliary and our many programs.
All right, fantastic. Kathy, thanks so much. Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, that's Kathy Donestell. She is the national president of the American Legion Auxiliary. Again, Poppy Day is a week from today on May 27th, the Friday, heading into Memorial Day weekend. That's next weekend already.